I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Swimming is one of the most popular sports activities in the United States, and it's recognized as a good way to get regular aerobic physical activity. Dr. Matthew Sherrier is here to talk about the health benefits of swimming. Dr. Sherrier is an assistant professor in the Department of Orthopedics and Physical Medicine, and he's a non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine physician at MUSC. Dr. Sherrier, first, what's your perspective on the health benefits of swimming?
Well, swimming is an excellent whole body exercise. It engages all major muscle groups from the arms to the shoulders, back and the core, down to the legs and the glutes. And swimming has been linked to many health benefits, including improvements in body weight, blood pressure, and other markers of cardiovascular health. It's also been linked to improved sleep and stress alleviation. It builds endurance, muscle strength, and cardiovascular fitness, in addition to improving coordination, balance, posture, and flexibility.
For adults who want to use swimming as one of their main sources of physical exercise, how frequently do they need to swim and for how long to really get the best benefit?
The dose of swimming is all going to depend on your level of fitness and your swimming experience. For competent swimmers, I would start with 20 to 30 minute swims two or three times per week and progress that up to most days per week. The guidelines from the American College of Sports Medicine for physical activity in adults recommends 150 minutes of aerobic exercise per week, ideally spread throughout the week, and strength training on 2 days of the week that work out all major muscle groups, preferably on non-consecutive days. If it's also been a while since you've exercised, I recommend consulting with your primary care physician, as they may want to consider additional testing before you start an exercise program.
Swimming and also water aerobics are often recommended for older adults and people with arthritis. Why is that the case?
This is the case because swimming and other water-based exercises place less pressure on the joints. But although it's lower impact on the joints, the water still provides the resistance to develop muscle strength and endurance. So swimming and water aerobics can be very helpful for those patients that have joint pains from a variety of conditions, including arthritis, who are having difficulty with land-based exercise or physical therapy programs.
Are there any precautions to keep in mind to prevent injuries from regular swimming?
So water safety is first, and making sure you have the skills necessary to swim safely is paramount. But then I put an emphasis on proper technique, so making sure you either have swim lessons or watch instructional videos or have a friend watch you who's comfortable with swimming. It's also important to have a proper warm-up to make sure that the tissues of your body are prepared for the exercise that you're about to do. Make sure that you start slow and gradually build up on the volume and intensity of swimming to prevent the injuries. And keep plenty of fluids nearby because in the water, you really don't notice how much that you're sweating. I always recommend avoid training through pain when you're sick, when you're sleep deprived, in order to prevent the likelihood of developing those overuse injuries.
And what are some of the symptoms of injuries?
Signs to watch for that would indicate you have a potential injury versus normal post-exercise soreness would be pain that lasts longer than 48 hours, pain that is acute or sudden, or that's persistently throbbing or radiating.
Dr. Sherrier, thanks for this information about swimming.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.